This is Women Aloud with Mo Gaffney and Shauna Ride. Shauna's on vacation. Hey, Shauna, hola.
I now have been going to a facialist.
She's going to a facialist right now. Good. I hope you look real pretty when you get back. I know we were just talking about how fireworks, most of our fireworks in the United States are imported from China, and we imported something else from China, I've been told. We have imported feng shui. I guess it comes from China initially, and we have a certified feng shui consultant with us today. She's been with us before, and we welcome you back, Heather Melser. Hello.
Hi.
So, today we're going to talk about the elements and how they figure into feng shui. How do you say it again?
Feng shui.
Thing. I think it should be feng shui.
Feng
but,
shui.
But apparently nobody wants to know what I think.
Well, different parts of the world call it slightly something
oh,
different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But how do the Chinese say it? It's from China, right?
I wouldn't want to do a bad impersonation.
Like
feng shui or something.
Oh, it's their, it comes from their language, so they probably say it correctly.
Yeah, we're the ones kind of, you know.
Yeah, bastardizing it. Okay, so what are the elements we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about what we call the five major elements in feng shui, because it is really important that we live in harmony with nature.
Right.
You know, and so we bring that indoors with the five elements, which are the fire, metal, water, wood, and earth.
Fire, metal, water, wood, and earth.
Yes.
All right.
And those are kind of the basics that, you know, you'll hear those buzzwords. And they're really simple, too, in terms of how they're reflected in our home.
Right.
You know, for example, fire is literally something like a candle.
Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
I mean, a candle or
a fireplace.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Earth, those are things like stone, if you think about like a mountain. You know, think of that as like an earth element.
What about brick?
Brick. Mm-hmm.
That's earth.
Brick, stone, ceramic, anything like that.
Okay, that comes from the earth, basically.
Exactly.
Basically. All right.
Metal, that's kind of an easy one.
Yes.
You know, you look around, I mean, just tons of metal
there's
stuff.
Metal everywhere, yeah.
Yes. Water, pretty self-explanatory.
Duh, yeah.
And wood, which are things like plants and trees and flowers and stuff like that.
And the floor. I have hardwood floors.
So there you go. You have wood.
All right.
Now, the important thing, though, is you need to have a balance of all of those elements within your home.
Within your home or within each room of your home?
Both.
Okay.
Within, you know, each room, you want a little of every element.
Right.
And then within your overall home, you want kind of a balance of elements. Because when you have things that are out of balance or you have a little too much, I would say, of one particular element, it's going to throw things out of balance for you.
I have a question.
Okay.
In regards to the water element. The fact that you use water every day, is that enough of the water element to have around, or do you want to just put bowls of water?
No, well, you could have a water fountain, you could have a picture of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
You know, things like that.
All right.
But, you know, if you were to think about, let's say, a science fiction futuristic movie, you know,
okay.
How do they always portray the future? It's like this high-tech, sleek, electronic, metal,
yes.
Like everything's like gadgets, you know, all silver kind of stuff.
Yeah, and, no ficus trees
right.
in the
but
future.
How does it feel? It feels kind of cold, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, that's because it's only the metal element.
Mm-hmm.
It's got so much metal, it's missing the fire, the earth, the wood, the water.
Right.
So when we look around in our homes, you know, we want to try and get a sense of, you know, gosh, is there, you know, too much wood in this one room?
Right.
You know, for example.
Like some of those people who have wood floors and then wood paneling and then wood furniture.
Exactly.
What happens to them?
Well,
do they get eaten by a giant woodchuck? No.
No,
I'm
you
kidding.
Know,
just
enough wood is kind of about having some strength, but when you have too much wood,
mm-hmm.
it's really about kind of being stubborn.
Oh.
You know, so there are kind of different emotions tied to too much of one element. So it kind of pushes it in one direction.
Right, right, right.
You know, so you would need to add a few of the other elements into an environment like that.
Right. And we learned last time you were on about the flow
mm-hmm.
of feng shui.
Right.
And
that qi.
The qi, is that what it's called?
Yeah, qi or energy. You know, we refer to it.
Yeah, see, the energy flow coming in and not being blocked.
Exactly.
See, I remember.
Good.
I could practically be a certified feng shui person. No. Okay, so too much wood means you're stubborn.
Yeah,
it
can lean towards that direction.
How does that manifest itself then, do you think, in your life?
Well, I think just
or
in your personality
it.
Sometimes mm-hmm. or in relationships, you know,
kind of,
you know, dealing with things in relationships or within your office or work space.
Is it how that makes you feel, the feeling you get from that, or is it just the energy, because everything is energy, that makes you
It's kind of both, okay, the way you're describing it.
Yeah.
You know, because your home or your office, it's a mirror reflection of who you are and what's going on in your life.
Right.
So, you know, just using the example of wood, you know, if you have, you know, as you said, you know, wood floors, wood paneling, wood furniture, mm-hmm, everything wood, you know, and there's kind of like this... you know, it could be strong, but it's way beyond that. You know, it's too strong.
Right, right, right.
You know, that kind of infuses its energy into your life.
Gotcha.
You know? And because your home's just a reflection of who you are, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be that way. But it just, over time, it kind of settles in, so to speak. The energy just kind of settles.
And what if you have too much earth? And how would you have too much earth, I wonder?
Well, it depends on, you know, what your furniture is made of, what your artwork is, what types of, you know, just the little tchotchkes that you have all around your house on the tables.
Right. Is tiling?
Tile, ceramic, stone, all of that.
Oh, okay.
And also, the other thing about the elements is each of them have a color that's representative of it.
Really?
So, for example, the color for earth are yellows, like yellows, golds, kind of earthy colors.
Right.
So you could have
tile
floor.
In. So it's not just the actual things themselves, but it's also colors.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So you could have, you know, tile floor, stone floor, you know, but let's say you also have gold walls and then you have like all this, you know, pottery, you know, it's very heavy in earth.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need to balance it out with maybe a picture of the ocean or something,
right,
you know,
right,
add some of the other elements or a few candles or something like that to make sure that it's balanced.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's earth. Now, water, I don't imagine we ever have too much water, unless, I'm guessing, is water blue?
What, blues and blacks?
Blues and blacks.
But you can have too much water,
yeah,
because
so.
Glass is a symbolic representation of water.
Aha.
So if you go into, let's say, somebody's home or there's a particular room that's, you know, kind of dark navies or blues and all the furniture is like glass tables and all glass shelving.
Yes, yes.
It is a little too much water. And I've had a few clients like that. And so we kind
of. And so what happens with too much water?
Too much water tends to be a little bit emotional. You know, if you think about water,
tears,
like waves and, you know, ups and downs.
Right.
A little bit of water is good for flow, like to get, mm-hmm, things flowing and moving and movement in your life. Too much water, it's a little bit on the emotional side.
Right. I've probably had too much water in my life from time to time.
From time to time.
Sure. I think everyone has. all right. So what you want to do is in each room and in your house overall,
mm-hmm,
have a balance of all of the elements.
Exactly.
That's right. So, oh gosh. So water is blue and black.
Mm-hmm.
Earth is golds and yellows.
Mm-hmm.
Fires. Fire is
reds.
Reds, sure.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we were saying, too much fire, you know, can be like aggressive or angry.
Sure.
You know, a little bit of red and fire is good because it's, you know, passionate. It's, you know, kind
exciting.
Of energizing, exciting. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so stay away from that, for crying out loud. And then what are the other elements?
Wood.
Metal. Oh, what about metal?
Metal.
Colors.
The color is white. So,
oh, really?
Or light colors, like pastels or something like that.
And if you have too much metal, it's cold feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And think about that. You know, if you go to like a hospital or a doctor's office and everything's like very sterile,
mm-hmm,
you know, that's the feeling it has because it's this white rooms and there's usually some metal, you know, containers,
yes,
and stuff. It's kind of got that cold feeling.
Ooh, metal. We don't like metal. And then
well, a little bit of metal is
good.
Little,
I'm not saying metal overall because where would we be without metal?
Right.
I don't like metal furniture. And what's the last one?
Did we say wood?
I think no, we
wood.
Were just about doing
to
wood.
Say wood.
What color is wood?
Green.
Green. Oh, green. Duh.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Okay, green. And that too much wood makes you stubborn.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Well, we are talking with Heather Melser, who's a feng shui consultant, about how the elements work in feng shui,
mm-hmm,
I guess.
Yep.
This is Women Aloud.